CNN 10, and we're starting with a question that governments, security experts, and military officials are asking worldwide. What are the remaining members of the ISIS terrorist group going to do after a series of defeats in the region they wanted to be their own country? Earlier this year, they lost control of Mosul, the second largest city in Iraq. Earlier this month, they lost control of Raqqa, the city in Syria they'd called their capital. They've been defeated and pushed out of other parts of the region. They've lost control of territory. The U.S. military estimates that tens of thousands of ISIS terrorists have been killed. So where will the survivors go? Will they try to regroup in another part of the Middle East or beyond? Experts say they may hide among those who sympathize with them, but that they won't have a geographical command center to plan attacks from. Will ISIS try to launch terrorist attacks in other parts of the world? Experts say that's still a threat, as ISIS and terrorists inspired by the group may still try to target civilians. Will ISIS lay low for a while and then try to make a comeback in the years to come? Experts say that's also possible, though world leaders are likely to be more on guard against ISIS in the future. One thing that's certain is that the battle-ravaged cities that ISIS has left behind have a long, difficult road ahead if they're to recover.